Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm hoping that everyone can hear me. I am here, of course. Maybe I need to turn up the sound a little bit. So I seem to be having a little bit of trouble with the system. Give me one moment, because I'm actually using new headphones and new, new headphones and new, a new mic. Actually, I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing myself. Okay. So I was able to hear that. I was able to hear that pretty loud. I'm hoping that you can actually hear through my my system here, because I'm not hearing myself very well. So I don't know exactly what I sound like. But anyway, I'm going to do the broadcast. I'm here today, as everyone knows. First, I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone. Everyone that's listening and the people who aren't listening that I know of, you know, I hope that they're doing well. And I hope that this season everybody gets exactly what they want. Sorry about the little bit of botch up, you know, at the beginning, because I'm actually, like I said, I'm using a new microphone and headphones and stuff. So I guess it's taking me a moment to kind of get used to it, because it's such a change, it's such a difference. And but I really wanted to get this message out. So, you know, here I am going on a lamb real quick. I would like to speak about Gwendy Adams Evans helping Deandra Ingram. Now, I don't know how many of you have heard of Gwendolyn D. Adams Evans. She's a wonderful, wonderful person who, you know, when it comes to helping people, she's just all over it, regardless to what. She really is. She's amazing, just quite amazing. And the whole thing about it is that when it comes to people, you know, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you come from, Gwen's heart will go out to you. It will. And if you need her, she'll just do whatever she can, even if it's something, you know, that something that isn't in her budget. You know, because she gives money to a lot of people. I'm trying to get out exactly, you know, what I'm thinking without sounding like, you know, it's just made up, because none of it is. I can assure you that none of it is made up. Gwen will spend money on a person. She'll feed a person. If you need help with a project, she'll help with a project. I mean, you name it. You name it and she'll do it. First off, I guess I should, in case you don't know about her, I should tell you a little bit about her. Gwen is actually a director. She's a playwright. She's an author. She was an actress. You know, she's acted in a Tyler Perry movie. And she does a great many, many other things. I actually posted her website, which I will be saying in a little while, but I wanted to say those things to give you a little bit of idea on her. And, you know, she's an author as well and has many, many books written. And you can find her books on Amazon, as a matter of fact. But getting back to the point that I'm here, the reason why I'm talking, Gwen is helping a young lady named Ziandra Isom right now. And Ziandra has Marfan syndrome. I don't know how many people know what Marfan syndrome is. It's a genetic disorder that affects the person's cognitive tissue, and it's done by a mutated gene. So that's just a little bit to, you know, to explain to you exactly what it is. We have a more extensive information on our website, which you can go to www.arlenebrownmitchellnetwork.com, People in Need page, and it's up there. You can go to that page, and you can read up on all the different information that's up there. But to give you, you know, just some more info about Ziandra, Ziandra is a very, very, very intelligent young lady. She's a warm and caring person, and she's endured a lot. And when I say a lot, I mean a lot, all the way down to having 10 surgeries. And, you know, her mother, Cassandra, she's amazing with sticking with her daughter. She really is. She's amazing. I mean, she's gone through the surgeries with her. You know, the money ups and downs, you know how that comes with the trials and tribulations of putting out money when not a great deal of money is coming in. You know, Sandra, of course, has a job and everything like that, but so far as the operations and stuff is concerned, they can use some help, you know, with that part, because the operations are very, very costly. I'm quite sure you know the way things are in hospitals now, with even aspirin being $65 sometimes. So that just gives you an idea. Ziandra right now is wearing a pacemaker. And I just, you know, the way she handles things, although she has a few constraints, I think she does incredibly well from all of the things that I've heard about her. I have not met her in person, but from the things I've heard about her, like, you know, the fact that she did a rapper CD and the fact that she wants to be a motivational speaker, you know, and help others with, you know, limited ability. When I say limited ability, I mean that, you know, she needs aid to walk, and she wears a corrective lens for her eyes to see, but that doesn't stop her from getting up and making the best of any day on any, you know, situation that she has to deal with. And I don't know, I'm sitting here and just thinking about it, and my heart really goes out. It really actually does. I mean, you know, the fact that she, you know, has lost a lot of weight. And I don't know if you're looking at the pictures right now. Hopefully you are looking at the pictures. But, you know, she came from being regular weight to losing weight. And for that reason, she goes different places. And, of course, you know, some people have trouble. They have real, real trouble with what they see. You know, they're only looking from the outside. And so they say some things sometimes, and her feelings get hurt and everything. But for the most of it, Ziandra just tries to get past all of that. She really does. And so does Cassandra, because me, myself, personally, I can't imagine how it must be, you know, maybe to be somewhere with your child and people are looking and they're staring and, you know, just acting like that person is not human. you know, and this is not the truth. This is far from the truth. Deandra, her mom, other people with disabilities and disorders, they're all human. They're all part of us as a whole, you know. But going back to what I was saying, so Gwen had met Deandra some time ago, and she decided to help her. And Gwen actually told me, Arlene, she actually told me about Deandra, and I, you know, was reading up on her and everything like that. And I figured that I would help the best way I could. So I spoke to some other people who I do work with and stuff. And, you know, we decided, yes, it would be a good thing to help out as much as we could. Now, Gwen has just got finished not too long ago doing a TV interview with Deandra and having her explain, you know, on television exactly what it is that she goes through and the type of help that she might need. You know, just trying to get the public to be able to meet her and be able to understand where she's coming from and why she would need some help from the outside, you know, or just some motivation from other people that, you know, somebody else cares. Gwen has also done a video, which I will be posting. I don't have the video up on the site right now as we speak, but she gave me the go ahead yesterday to put the video up, so I will be posting that as well. And I got a letter, an email from Cassandra saying that it was okay. You know, she liked the page that was put up. So this is why I'm one of the reasons why I'm able to go ahead and speak on the radio about it. And hopefully I can get Deandra on and get Cassandra on, you know, doing an interview live with me and get the articles and stuff printed in the magazine that we have out, and as well as have them on a live TV streaming. Sorry about that, live TV streaming. Now, Gwen is not sticking her hand out, and she's not, like, begging anyone to help or anything, but I'm asking if it's possible, if by any chance you may know someone, you know, like in the Make-A-Wish Foundation or anything like that, or maybe even different than that, that could help Deandra and her mom. I'm asking that you do that. Gwen is asking that you do that. Also, if there's any way we can advertise, if you have a site or something, and we can advertise by you sharing the postings about Deandra, we would like you to do that as well. I'm letting you know right now that this isn't a written, episode. It isn't written. I'm talking to you from my heart, and I'm speaking hopefully on the behalf of Gwen when I say those of you who are, you know, sharing the post and who are hitting the like button or who are subscribing or following, we both appreciate it. We really, really do appreciate it. And at some point, hopefully, when I speak to Gwen today, maybe we can do a double show, you know, as in another one behind this one, where we're both talking together about Deandra and what we can do to actually help her more than we already are. Soon, a funding page will be going up. I will say that because I really believe that this is one of those cases where the money would not be going to waste. it would be going to help them get a better place to live. The place that they have is great. Don't get me wrong. They're doing fine. You know, it's a little small for different things that they may need for Ziantra, though. So that's one of the reasons why I feel that way about that. The other thing is, you know, with doctor costs and stuff going up and all of that, you know, the additional help that Ziantra needs medically, it would also help with that. So, you know, I'm bringing that up to light. That's one of the reasons why Gwen is actually helping her, aside from the fact that, you know, Gwen herself through different things and is still going through different things. So, of course, with her, you know, going through the stuff that she's going through, she wanted to take her mind off of the things that are bothering her because she's, like, having trouble with her eyesight and such, you know, things of that nature. But like I was saying, to take, you know, her thoughts off on what's going on with her, she'd rather help someone else. So I thought that was incredible right there, truly incredible. It's not every day that you really, really meet someone who, when they're in the midst of trials and tribulations, they tend to just try to push that aside to worry about someone else's trials and tribulations. And that right there, that's stating a lot. That is really stating a lot. So you can understand why I had to speak on it openly. I mean, because being behind the scenes and talking to Gwen one-on-one and telling her, you know, you're wonderful, or, you know, I'm glad I met you, and different things like that, those things are good because, you know, that's private and you're letting the person know, you know, I'm letting her know what I really feel. But I'm stating it out because there are not many times that you come across wonderful people and a lot of times no one says anything about them. You know, they really don't, and they go unlooked. When I say unlooked, I mean, you know, everybody sees the celebrities and people that have made it really, really big or had really, really great promotions on things or, you know, stuff like that. And they overlook the smaller ones, the dimmer ones, so to speak. But to me, you could see the dimmer ones just as bright as the ones that are out there well lit, in my opinion. And Gwen is one of those subtle lights in the corner that you could see out of the corner of your eye, not brightly lit, but out of the corner of your eye flickering. And so I was like, that's a light that needs to come to the front. It really does. And I know a lot of people can understand exactly what I'm saying because a lot of you are very, very talented, very intelligent, very motivated, very much into helping other people. And you never get mentioned. You never get mentioned and you never get seen, you know. So if it were up to me, I would make sure that you did. So feel free at any time to connect with me. If you're doing a special project, if you're helping someone, if you know someone that needs help, if you're trying to get a business going, anything, and you need some publicity or whatever, contact me, and I will do the best I can to help you out, most definitely. The number you can contact me by email at arlenebrownmitchellnetwork.com. That would be advertising, sorry, at arlenebrownmitchellnetwork.com. So I had quickly made that adjustment. Or you can call us at 347-291-1314 and leave a message or, you know, whatever it is leave your website or your email or your telephone number, and we will definitely get back to you. And now back to some more about the Ziandra. So I wanted you to know, along with everything else, like I said earlier, Ziandra wants to be a motivational speaker. And I'm truly hoping someone out there may know someone that can help her get started. Me, myself, I'm going to help her because I'm doing a little bit of motivational speaking. So I will be putting her on the platform to speak. So that'll be a start at least. People will get to hear and get to know her. And I'm hoping from that, maybe it'll, you know, get to something big where she can speak at someplace major. In the end, for major speaking, that's not for me, but if she can help people on a bigger scale, perhaps others that have the disorder, you know, or maybe just motivation about people that have limitations about how they can push forward and whatnot. And I would imagine that Cassandra, from mom's point of view or from a person's point of view that is helping the person with the disability, she probably could have a few things to say as well that could help a lot other, you know, help a lot of other people who go through that as well, you know, when dealing with different people with disabilities and, you know, in dealing with the day-to-day task or the frustrations or, you know, just those moments when everything seems to be crashing down, or even the moments of high when everything seems to be going better. I'm quite sure that she probably could have just a few things or, like I said, help a few people in that area. And back to Gwen, I am so proud of her. Gwen, if you get a chance to hear this, if you're listening to this broadcast, I want to let you know that I'm very proud of you. And I couldn't have picked a better sister in the whole world. I couldn't have picked a better sister. We are so much alike, so much alike. And I want to say thank you for allowing me to be in your life. And for allowing us, as in the Arlen Brown Mitchell Network, to help you in your endeavors and the things that you're doing for other people. So I want to take a moment to say that. So that's a personal note. Okay, getting back to Ziandra and her mom, just to let you know some more things about her. She is one of those people who loves family very, very much. So they have a very close-knit family. They really do. And despite everything, you know, she's managed to graduate, which is amazing. She, you know, have a graduation picture posted, so you can actually see that picture and whatnot, as well as I have a picture posted of her as a child so that, you know, you can see her, what she looked like growing up. But for the most of it, I would like if any of you could reach out and you can help her, even if it's just kind words, anything would be really, really nice. You know, it doesn't have to be cash. That's not why I'm here. I'm not here to try to goat you out of your money or, you know, get you to go into another project where you feel, oh, you know, I'm being pressured and everything like that. But I'm just asking that if any type of way at all, if you could reach out to Ziandra and it just be that you just say hello to her, anything, anything would be nice around this point, you know, for her to know that there are other people that wish her well. I mean, if you decide to go to the funding page after it's up, that'll be great also. We will appreciate it most definitely. Definitely. So far as Gwen's sites to reach her, you can go to her Facebook, which is GWiz Productions LLC. You can also go to her LinkedIn, which is linkedin.com/in/GG1015. You can go to her Twitter at GG1015. You can go to her YouTube channel. Usually you could just input her name, Gwendolyn D. Adams Evans, and her YouTube channel will come up. Or you can go to the YouTube channel here. I think I have it. No, I don't have it posted. But you can definitely go to the People in Need page that I told you about early on at ArleneBrownMitchellNetwork.com. The People in Need page, I actually have her YouTube posted there. So you can go there and click the link. And, of course, it will take you there. The Facebook, the LinkedIn, the Twitter, everything is on there as well, you know, as is on here. And you can also go to her website to see what she's up to now if you want to see one of her projects that she's doing. The website is HTTP, of course, gwizproductionsll.winks.com/gwizproductionsllc2. So I know that's a little long, the website name. So if you can't remember it, you can always just go here on the page, go to the bottom where all of the information is written in, and you can just click the link and it'll take you to her webpage. So far as the Amazon and stuff, just type her name in and her project should come up. If not, you can go to probably her Facebook or her Twitter. And most definitely, I think the Amazon link should be on there. So you should be able to go there and click and see her books and stuff. Again, I ask you, you know, with an open heart, I ask you, if you can, please, any kind of hand would do. You know, so far as an open hand, sorry about that, something was in my ear. So far as an open hand is concerned, any hand will do. Whether it's kind words, whether it's hitting the like button, like I said, subscribe, follow Gwen, anything, and just let her know that you heard about Ziandraism and, you know, what is going on or how you can help or anything. It will all be wonderfully appreciated. And I'm sorry if I was going over, sound like I'm stuttering or whatever. It's using this new equipment and getting used to the sound in my ears and stuff. But I thank you for your time. And I really, really, really do appreciate the people who listen to these broadcasts. And glad that you come back whenever it is that I give them, because I don't give them very often. I know that they're, you know, spaced because of work, obviously. I'm always doing something behind the scenes. And right now we're involved in doing a modeling show, which will be posted as well. Some of it, you know, some of the information is posted, but other things will be posted. So So I want to say bye to you, and I hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening.